Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Amy, and I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank
yes.
You, sir. Okay. Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote? Probably vote?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, thank you. And can you tell me what is your age?
64.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Okay, and please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10.
I'll vote for sure.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country's headed?
Very dissatisfied.
And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? I'm going to read several options, and you would choose two of them, okay? For example, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, healthcare costs, protecting our democracy and freedom, inflation and the economy, gun regulation and reform, immigration and border security, crime and violence, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds back cops accountable, climate change and environmental issues, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, or improving K-12 public school education.
You want me to give you two or one?
Yes, two. You can choose two.
Well, the one where it was shrinking the size of government.
Okay.
That one. And then there was another one about inflation, I think, or the economy. Maybe it was the fourth or fifth one.
Inflation and the economy.
Yeah, that one.
Oh, thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court? Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I'd say somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Yeah, I would say it's probably about the same, maybe getting worse.
Okay, so would you say staying the same or getting worse?
Let's say getting worse.
Okay. Thank you. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I think they're getting worse.
Okay. Thank you. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. Thank you. And how often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Would you say?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay. Thank you. Would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
I'd say I have the same.
Okay. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Okay, so our first one would be the National Rifle Association.
And so it's basically 100 is agree with them, 50 is mediocre, and 0 is disagree. Let's say 50.
Okay, 50 yes. would mean okay. that you do not feel particularly warm or cold.
Yeah. Yeah, 50.
Okay. Okay, next one will be the Republican Party.
probably 75.
Okay. Black Lives Matter.
Probably a 25.
Okay. Team Scott.
What was that one?
Team Scott.
I don't understand it.
Team Scott.
What was the first name?
Team. T as in Tom, I, M.
Tim Scott?
Uh-huh.
I don't think I know who that is.
Okay. Okay, never heard of him. All right, thank you. And Donald Trump?
Probably a 25.
Okay, the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights?
Don't really know much about it, so I suppose 50.
Okay. Joe Biden?
Probably 25.
Okay, and Cornel West?
Who was that one?
Cornel West?
I don't think I know who that is.
Okay. Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Cornel West, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden, Cornel West, or Donald Trump?
I don't even know Colonel West, but I would vote for him over the other two.
Okay, Colonel West then. Okay, how worried are you about the race of white supremacy in America today? Would you say very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried?
I'm not worried.
Would you say not so worried or not worried at all?
Yeah, not so worried.
Not so worried. Okay. Thank you. Now I'd like you to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement.
Okay.
Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Would you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Did you say reverse discrimination?
Yes.
I would say disagree.
Would that be somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of Black Americans?
Just strongly disagree.
Mm-hmm. Artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay. The government should do more to lessen income inequality in society.
Should do more to what?
Should do more to lessen income inequality in society.
Oh, to lessen income inequality.
Mm-hmm.
No, that strongly disagree. They should just stay out of it.
Abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country?
Strongly disagree.
Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society?
Somewhat disagree.
America's diversity makes it stronger?
Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you very much. Now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which you agree with more. Sorry.
Okay.
Statement A. Other people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. That is statement A. Let me read statement B. Some people say America's strength is its diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put through to the ideal that we, the people, can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all our citizens, so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. Now, which of the two statements do you agree with more? Much
the
more,
first one.
Okay?
I agree with both of them, but the first one more, yes.
Would you say much more A or somewhat more A?
Somewhat more A.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with this being undermined and or under threat. All right, you can use any number between 0 and 10. Okay, ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting.
And 10 is strongly agree?
Yes.
Yeah, 10.
Okay. Immigration to this country.
10.
Equal economic opportunities for all.
Yeah, I would agree with equal opportunity. That doesn't mean equal outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
So, 10.
10, okay. Police that treat everyone the same?
Yeah, 10.
A commitment to Christian ideals?
I'd say 8.
Okay. Freedom to protest the police or government?
Freedom to what? Protect them?
Protest the police
or
government.
Oh, protest, yeah. 10.
Okay. The right to bear arms.
10.
Okay, thank you very much. And now I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement.
Okay.
A 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number from between 0 and 10.
Okay.
Over the last few years, a stacked and extremely conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court has roll back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the court majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected a student debt relief, and opened the door to businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives, and we need a Supreme Court that works for all of us, not just the wealthy and powerful.
I don't agree with the statement. I don't think the Supreme Court did anything to the LGBTQ. They did strike down the affirmative action, which I totally agree with.
Okay, so one would rate. You rate it from 0 to 10, please?
10. I don't agree with the statement. I don't think the statement's accurate.
Okay, if you strongly agree, it will be 10. But if you do not agree, it will be 0. You can rate that from 0 to 10.
All right, I'll say it's a 3 then.
A 3. Okay. America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedoms are under attack, so our votes matter today more than ever. If we don't fight back now, we risk losing everything we have gained. Would you rate that from 0 and 10?
I don't understand it again. I don't know what we're fighting back against, but we should definitely have the right to vote, so I'll say it's 7.
Okay, thank you very much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you now, please, rate your level of motivation of foreboding in the next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
10. Okay, thank you very much. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. Thank you very much for your time. We're almost at the end. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
2 years of college.
Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated?
Married. Married.
Okay, thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat very liberal?
Somewhat conservative.
Okay, thank you. How often do you attend to church or religion services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once, twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever or never?
Several times a year, maybe.
Okay, and how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
No. Okay. Thank you very much for your answers. This concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and time.
You bet. Thanks. Have a good night.
You too. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.